Donald Trump spent Easter Sunday ranting and raving like a madman on Truth Social, and before noon Eastern time on Sunday, Donald Trump had posted 43 times on Truth Social. So obviously Donald Trump was not exactly having a very good holiday weekend, and he took the most holy of Christian holidays and made it all about himself. Not only did Donald Trump share posts over the weekend, including again on Sunday, comparing himself to Jesus, but he also used his Easter message to attack pretty much everybody that he doesn't like, which is a very large, large group of people. Everybody from Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, to Judge Arthur Engoron, to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, to Judge Juan Merchan, and once again, his daughter. He attacked the Republicans that are resigning from Congress, called them weak and cowardly. And of course, his big Easter message was, "Happy Easter to all, including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges that are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison. Happy Easter, everyone." Now, again, Easter, if you are a Christian, especially I know this because I grew up Catholic, it is the holiest of holidays, right? Much more so than Christmas. This is the resurrection, right? I mean, that's what your whole faith is kind of based around. And Donald Trump, instead of revering this day, or instead of, at the very least, having fun, like, go have a cookout. You know, you're down in South Florida. It was a great weekend, beautiful weather. Spend time with Barron, for God's sakes. Spend time with your grandkids. Maybe do an Easter egg hunt at Mar-a-Lago. But no. He had a psychotic breakdown on Truth Social. And what I love about this the most is the fact that Donald Trump doesn't seem to care that he is showing the entire planet how crazy he is. Because these posts and the news articles he was sharing, this is the actions of a deranged individual, an obsessive compulsive type individual. I always say this because this is the part I truly wish I could understand. I want to know what's going on in his head when he does these things. You know, is he dictating these posts to Truth Social to somebody else who can type a little faster? You know, does he actually have to sit there and think about it as he's posting it? Or is it just a blah of emotion coming out in one post? Because that's the part we need to analyze. Okay, I'm not talking about these issues of Trump posting on Truth Social just because they're funny. It's because it's a symptom. This is him showing us the symptoms of his cognitive decline. And, of course, it also is funny. But again, something's wrong with this guy. He has much more important things to do, or at least he should, than to be posting all day on a holiday on Truth Social. He is terrified of these legal cases that are mounting against him. He is terrified of the prospect of still having to pay the $464 million. It was only reduced for the bond, not for the sentence, so he still owes the full amount if he doesn't win the appeal. He's terrified of that. He's terrified of losing the election. He's still terrified at thinking of how he lost the 2020 election. And all of this is wearing out his brain. It is not functioning properly anymore. And that's the part that the media really needs to talk about when they're discussing these posts from Donald Trump. This is not what a normal, healthy person would do. This is what somebody would do when they have lost their grip on reality, when the walls are crumbling in around them, and they become desperate and panicked and afraid. That is what Donald Trump's brain is going through right now, and it's a terrifying thing to watch happen in real time. During an interview with NBC News' Kristen Welker this past weekend, Republican Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska was forced to admit that even after more than a year of investigating President Biden, they haven't found any evidence whatsoever that President Biden was involved in any crime at all. But, Bacon says, don't you worry, because that doesn't mean we're giving up this impeachment probe. Oh, God, no. We're still going full steam ahead, even though our own lawyers have told us we've got nothing. Here's how that exchange went down. Bacon said, quote, when I talk to the lawyers on the committee staff, they say at this point there's not a specific crime that's been committed. So Kristen Welker then asked, you know, based on what you're saying, is it time to drop it? Right? Fair question, right? You just told me that even your lawyers are like, hey, guys, we've been doing this for over a year. We don't have anything, you know, there's nothing there. So Welker says, is it time to drop it? And Bacon, who just seconds before admitted they've got nothing, said this. I don't know if it's time right now, but I do think we're probably nearing the conclusion of this investigation. And I think it was important for the American people to see that, yes, there's $24 million in foreign money that the family raised and all the hidden LLCs that the money was moved around. But that within itself is not a high crime or misdemeanor. And for the record, they actually don't even have any evidence to back up those claims that there was $24 million in foreign money that was going through these LLC shell companies. They don't even have evidence of that. And Bacon admits that, yeah, even if we did have evidence of it, that's still not a crime. But I actually am going to agree with something Bacon said there, right? This was important for the American people to see. Yes. Yes, it was. And on behalf of every registered Democrat in this country, I would like to thank you, Bacon, and your fellow Republicans in Congress for completely vindicating President Biden. You know, I couldn't have done a better job myself, right? So thank you all very much for proving that President Biden, whether you love him or hate him or anything in between, has not committed any crimes. Okay, that's good. The American public deserves to know that. And for the record, the Democratic Party probably needs to take snippets of that interview and go ahead and put them in ads running across the country, pointing out the fact that Republicans have not only wasted more than a year investigating President Biden, only to come up with absolutely nothing, but also the fact that they're still not stopping. That's the funniest part. They're openly telling us there's nothing there. We have nothing. We can't even back up the crazy claims we're still making. But by God, we're still going to make them. We're still going to waste your tax dollars. We're not going to actually pass legislation because, as we all know, last year, Congress only passed 23 bills, the least amount of bills ever passed in a session for the House of Representatives ever. So this is worse than those do-nothing Congresses of the past. I mean, I've been doing this for 20 years, folks. There have been multiple times over that two-decade span that I have been in progressive media where we've talked about a do-nothing Congress. Oh, they only passed 80 bills this year. This group hasn't done any of that. You know, right? They're like at a quarter of that. And it's getting worse this year. They've passed even fewer bills by this point this year than they had last year. I mean, at the end of this year, they're going to be looking at the 23 they passed last year and be like, wow, that was really productive compared to the two we got this year. And instead, they're wasting their time on stupid investigations that they're now openly admitting to you are going absolutely nowhere. But they'll be damned if they're going to stop them now. Over the weekend, Donald Trump actually shared a video clip of Alina Habba giving an interview on a podcast where she complained about the fact that everybody in the corporate media and pretty much everybody in all the media, which includes conservative media to a degree, by the way, they're all talking about the fact that Alina Habba was a bad lawyer. And in this interview that Donald Trump shared on Truth Social, Alina Habba said it's annoying, it's angering, you know, it's frustrating that all these people say she's a bad lawyer. So it proves that she is paying attention to this. But just a couple days before this happened, Alina Habba was on Fox News talking to host Jesse Waters, where she was not only attacking Letitia James, telling her to eat humble pie, but she also, Alina Habba, attacked the people in this country who were excited to see Donald Trump lose his assets, or in other words, actually face justice. So it's kind of weird of her to complain that people were excited about the justice process, you know, going through the way it's supposed to, and then whining about the fact that people think she's a bad lawyer. Like, you can't square those two things together. You can't be mad that people think you're a bad lawyer and also be mad at people who want to see the justice system work. As a lawyer, you're supposed to want to see the justice system work, and if you don't want that, then you're probably a bad lawyer. But here is what Alina Haba had to say about all those people who were hoping Donald Trump would have to lose his assets. She said, quote, people that go on TV censor Donald Trump, shut him off when he's speaking, want to act like he's about to go broke, want to act like he's poor, and that's why he couldn't get a bond and that no private company has ever been asked to get with no cash equivalents other than cash, marketable securities. People that get excited for that, they don't have a conscience, Jesse, she said. The people who want justice to work don't have a conscience, Alina Haba says. Because listen, Alina, this was not about retribution. A little about retribution. But in all fairness, that's the way the justice system is supposed to work. He was found liable for the fraud. Therefore, he has to pay the penalty. If he cannot pay the penalty, just like if you or I got a judgment against us and we couldn't pay it, we would start losing our assets. But instead of that immediately happening last Monday evening, like it should have, the appellate court stepped in and saved Donald Trump, reducing the bond from $464 to $175 million. Gave him an extra 10 days to pay it. Which, for the record, at least as of this recording, he still hasn't done that. So, you know, the clock is still ticking on that. Trump did say over the weekend he was gonna do it, but you still haven't, bud. You got like 2 days left now. I mean, nothing like waiting till the last minute on everything. But if the justice system were fair, Trump would have had to pay the full amount. That's what happens in these trials. That's what happens with these judgments. You have to put up the full amount. Sometimes you have to put up the full amount plus like another 20%. And Trump got away with less. That's not justice. That is special treatment. That is what wealthy people have experienced all throughout the judicial system for decades in this country. So don't get mad at us when we were excited about the thought of Donald Trump finally having to pay up for his alleged criminal activity. That is what the justice system is supposed to do. And if you're rooting against the justice system, Alina, then yes, you are, in fact, a very bad lawyer. So in case you decided to avoid all news over the long Easter weekend, which I commend you if you were able to do that, but either way, one of the biggest stories that blew up, you know, all through Monday, yesterday, was the fact that on Friday afternoon, Donald Trump posted a video on Truth Social, and in the video, it featured an image of President Biden hogtied in the back of a pickup truck. And according to former special prosecutor Robert Mueller prosecutor Andrew Weissman, that image posted by that man could in fact be viewed as a violation of his bail conditions in multiple different criminal trials. And as we all know, you violate your bond while you're awaiting trial, you go to lockup. So Andrew Weissman is actually suggesting, and I'll read his quote in just a minute, that if the courts were to determine that this post about President Biden, this image that Trump shared, were in fact a threat against the president, then Trump should have his bond revoked. Here's what Weissman had to say. A standard condition of being out on bail applies in New York and in the DC federal case and in the Georgia state case, that you not commit a crime while you are out on bail. You know this very well. In fact, I remember the DC case being on air when the magistrate judge warned him that the most important condition for him was that he not commit a crime. Threatening the president of the United States is a crime. So the question would be the legal and factual question, whether what he has engaged in with respect to posting the image of Joe Biden bound and gagged with what appears to be a bullet hole in his head constitutes that kind of threat. That is what Weissman had to say on MSNBC this past weekend. So he was then asked by the host, you know, well, what about his violations of the gag order going after the judge's daughter? And then Weissman correctly pointed out, well, technically she's not included in the gag order, neither is the judge himself. So no, Trump did not violate that. But then he went back to the image and he said this. He said, the one thing that is clear is that the judge has every right to bring Donald Trump in to hold a hearing on what his intent was through his actions and obviously to tighten up dramatically that gag orders so that there is no threat, not just to the judge and his family members, but remember, this has a spillover effect of a jury. So, what Weissman is saying is that Donald Trump needs to be brought before Judge Juan Merchan. And I want to make it clear, like Weissman is not actually saying Donald Trump definitely threatened the president and definitely violated the conditions of his bail. But kind of like with the gag order thing there, Weissman is saying Trump should be called in front of the judge. He should have to explain these things. He should have to answer tough questions, you know, speaking directly to that judge that he is threatening. And the judge needs to say, what was your intent by going after my daughter? What was your intent of going after me? And also, what was your intent of posting that video that showed an image of President Biden hogtied in the back of a pickup truck? And based on Donald Trump's responses, the judge should either tighten the gag order or possibly, depending on what Trump says, say, okay, well, I'm going to view that, in my legal opinion, as a threat against the president. Bailiff, take him into custody. The judge has the authority to do that. But I will say, simply posting that image without any context because it was part of a video produced by someone else, it's very difficult to link that particular thing to an actual threat from Donald Trump. So I don't think that would actually work. But when it comes to his intent with going after the judge's daughter, that's where things get a little murkier for Donald Trump. So the judge should haul him in, and that's all Andrew Weissman is saying, and that's all most of us want. Go before the judge, explain your actions, and let's go from there. Thanks for listening to today's Fair and Balanced Daily. Stay up to date with all of our content by finding us on YouTube at youtube.com/fairandbalanced and follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Fair and Balanced.